Listener Production.
Hey, it's Courtney Thomas with you. Both the PM and Premier will be in Gladstone this afternoon to announce a significant critical minerals funding boost. Here's Stephen Miles talking about it in State Parliament earlier.
Later today, Minister Butcher and I will join the Prime Minister at Alpha HPA in Gladstone to announce $400 million in funding to help deliver Australia's first high-purity alumina processing facility. Yeah.
The project in Gladstone is expected to create around 490 jobs during construction and more than 200 once completed. To other news, two people have been released from hospital following a possible shooting incident at Dysart on Monday night. The 25-year-old man and 37-year-old woman were treated for gunshot wounds. Meantime, one man suffered a wound to his chest following an alleged stabbing in Dysart overnight. Emergency services were called to Beardmore Crescent around 7. The 30-year-old was taken to hospital stable. Police are now investigating. Housing Minister Megan Scanlon will be meeting with Queensland mayors tonight to discuss the issue of housing and land affordability. She says the government wants to take a cooperative approach with councils to ease the squeeze on housing.
A huge focus will be working closely with our 77 councils to build more homes faster. We want to unlock as much supply as we can, and local governments are a critical part of the solution for our big build. It can't be business as usual because Queensland's population is growing.
And just lastly now, the latest Great Barrier Reef snapshot released today by the Reef Authority and Australian Institute of Marine Science confirms the world's largest coral reef system has had a terrible summer, with cumulative impacts of widespread coral bleaching, two cyclones, several severe flood events, and more outbreaks of the coral-eating crown of thorns starfish have been higher than previous summers. Just briefly to sport and in hockey, the 2024 Queensland Women's Masters Championships kick off on Friday with Rockhampton and Gladstone teams gearing up to compete.